Kia tato. In the business news this morning, Financial Market Authority waves a big stick at KiwiSaver providers, a rosy outlook for equipment makers, and the latest from the financial markets. The Financial Markets Authority is cracking the whip on KiwiSaver providers who charge unreasonable fees or give poor value for their services. The authority is requiring funds to justify the fees they charge and disclose their findings every year. Research has shown a scant relationship between fees and investment returns, little difference between the charges of active and passive managers, and big funds not passing on savings. The FMA's Director of Investment Management, Paul Gregory, says it's going into bat for investors because market forces have been too slow to punish underperforming funds.
Our issue is that you can cause a lot of damage, particularly in a long-term thing like an investment product, while waiting for the market to respond to it. So the point of this guidance certainly recognises that the market will ultimately solve this, but we just want to help it solve it sooner. Part of this, of course, is that KiwiSaver members especially, but New Zealand investors in general, are quite disengaged and disinterested in their investments. And the surveys that we've done and that others have done have shown time and again that they are unaware of, confused or mistaken about the fees that they pay and the value that they get.
That's the Financial Markets Authority Director of Investment Management, Paul Gregory. He says they are prepared to take strong action against firms charging unreasonable fees, including court action if necessary. And staying with the regulatory theme, the Reserve Bank has set up a standalone enforcement department to oversee the enforcement of rulings against serious and repeat rule breakers. The new department will work alongside but be separate from the supervision team. RBNZ says the aim is to promote confidence in compliance across regulated sectors. The central bank oversees banks, non-bank finance companies and insurance companies. It says the new department will be transparent and public. The outlook for machinery and equipment manufacturing sector is positive, especially for firms able to adapt to future challenges. An industry report by Westpac Bank suggests the sector's 6,000 firms need to recruit skilled staff, secure an efficient supply chain, and innovate in order to compete at home and overseas. The bank's industry economist, Paul Clark, says the outlook over the medium to longer term is positive for firms which make the necessary investments, although labour shortages will remain a significant constraint.
Getting necessary skills is a key constraint in this industry, and a lot of firms in the industry actually compete on the basis of their technical skills capability. So skills is a big issue. Raw materials such as steel or aluminium or plastic is not so much an issue, although periodically issues arise.
That's Westpac Bank industry economist Paul Clark. He says firms that fail to innovate to meet customer and environmental demands will end up closing up shop, while those with potential for growth are likely to become takeover targets. Well, let's see what's happening on the markets now. Wall Street, it's a mixed session. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently off about a tenth of a percent. It has trimmed its losses. The NASDAQ, the technology index, is up nearly 1%, being a move from investors into the growth stocks there. And the broader S&P 500, about a third of a percent higher. Market action overnight, influenced by a pause in the rollout of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. And also looking at inflation numbers in the US, which saw consumer prices rising 0.6% in the month of March, taking the annual rate to 2.6%. Our own top 50 index had a solid session, up 1.1%, 138 points. New Zealand dollar, 70.25 US cents, 92.2 Australian, 51.3 British pence, 0.59 euro, 76.9 Japanese yen, and 4.61 yuan. Brent crude oil is up nearly 50 cents, $63.75 US a barrel. And gold is up $15, nearly 1%, at $1,747 US dollars an ounce. Another business news this morning, mortgage investors have held on to 29% of the residential property market for the third month in a row. Property research firm CoreLogic says recent government moves aimed at property investors and slowing the growth in house prices suggests investors' market share will dip in the coming months. It says a drop in the level of investor ownership will make the Reserve Bank's job a little easier and reduce the need for measures such as limiting interest-only lending. I'll update the numbers for you. Any breaking news around 8:30?